online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock. Here's Lucy Hickmott.
The Health Secretary is calling on us to make better lifestyle choices by doing things like limiting alcohol, salt and fat. Matt Hancock has announced plans for a shift towards primary and community care services. The government set out several aims to prevent ill health, including halving childhood obesity by 2030. Mr. Hancock says continuing to tackle smoking is also high on the list.
We should do more to help people to make the right decisions. So, for instance, if a smoker ends up in hospital because of a smoking-related disease problem, the hospital should not only treat that condition, but also help them to stop smoking.
KMFM News.
Plastic surgeons are calling on the government to introduce graphic warnings on all firework packaging, like on cigarettes. The number of people admitted to A&E after being injured by one has more than doubled in less than a decade. Doctors say they're concerned dangerous fireworks are generally packaged like toys. It comes as a firework display in Maidstone had to be cut short after two people, including a young boy, were injured by flying debris. The child and a man were hit by embers at Kent Life's Fireworks Spectacular on Saturday night. They suffered minor injuries and were looked after by first aiders. The Whitstable mum of two children who were injured when a teacup span off a fairground ride in Maidstone says she hasn't received an apology for what happened. Chelsea Thompson's two-year-old daughter ended up trapped under the ride, while her older daughter was also hit when it malfunctioned at the Leeds Castle fireworks event on Saturday night.
The teacup tilted and as it come round, it come off the ride. They was crying with Elsie hysterically crying because it had landed on her.
Leeds Castle say the ride was being operated by an independent contractor with all the necessary licences. The incident has been reported to the Health and Safety Executive. You can watch a report on this story on KMTV tonight from 5:30.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
A man's been attacked and robbed shortly after withdrawing money from a cash machine in a village between Canterbury and Dover. It happened in Marketplace in Aylsham in the early hours of yesterday. Police say the suspects headed off towards Dorman Avenue North. Students at a Kent secondary school have been finding out about how to get into the digital industry at the first conference of its kind in the county. 20 speakers have shared their advice at the event at Maidstone Girls Grammar. Reflect Digital set it up to help show teenagers what sort of careers they could aim for. Chief Exec Becky Sims told us about some of the opportunities out there.
It could be a developer, it could be a digital marketing manager, so doing search engine optimization or paid search, or a social media manager. I imagine with students and their love of social media, that will sound exciting.
The Spice Girls will confirm later they're getting back together for a stadium tour next year. Jerry Horner, Mel C, Emma Bunton and Mel B will announce a series of dates across the UK, but Victoria won't be joining them. They last performed together at the Olympic closing ceremony in 2012 and haven't been on a tour for a decade.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Cricket, and it's being suggested Kent's Joe Denley could miss out on winning a first test cap against Sri Lanka tomorrow. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Ishmael.
Well, head coach Trevor Bayliss hasn't decided if it'll be Jos Buttler or Ben Foulkes who keep wicket in the opening match. Former England captain Michael Atherton reckons both of them will play and has told Sky Sports News that's probably bad news for the Kent all-rounder.
I think that's how they were thinking, with Denley perhaps as a number three. But his form's a bit sketchy. They might be having second thoughts. I think there's a fair chance that Ben Foulkes might play. Two Surrey players might get their debut caps, Burns and Foulkes.
Staying with cricket, and Harry Podmore has agreed a contract extension with Kent that will see him stay at the club until the end of the 2021 season. The 24-year-old, who signed from Middlesex in April, was the club's second leading wicket-taker in the promotion-winning county championship campaign. On to football, and Jermaine Defoe thinks Wayne Rooney deserves the chance to make one final appearance for England at Wembley. The national team's all-time leading goalscorer will come out of retirement to play in this month's friendly with the USA. It'll be in support of his charity foundation. And in ice hockey, Kent's Invicta Dynamos have managed to raise the money they needed to keep running, but still haven't managed to get their first win of the season. They suffered back-to-back defeats at the weekend after calling on fans to crowdfund £5,000 to keep the club afloat. They're back in action at London Raiders on Saturday.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.